Well, this morning we continue our Freedom Friday series with a fella from the local area. Rich Canning joins us here this morning from Atlantic. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it a lot. I know we've talked about Operation Barnabas and some few things that you've been involved in over the years, and we'll touch on that a little bit here toward the end. But first, let's talk a little bit about your experiences. Your experience with the United States Army kind of started with the ROTC?
Right, and kind of by chance, really. One of the ROTC instructors at Kearney shared a birthday with me. So, we got together and, celebrated a birthday, and, we were talking about the military, and what ROTC could have done for me. So,
sure.
And that's kind of how it started.
Was that something you really ever considered much before then?
I had not considered the military a whole lot before then, but very glad I did.
Yeah. Well, so what is ROTC like for those who didn't experience that?
A lot of fun for me. We had, the professor of military science, the commander of the detachment, felt that, each of the instructors needed to be teaching, a lab as well as classrooms. And, so he told him to pick a hobby and make a lab out of it. Kearney was known as a rappelling school. We practiced rappelling quite a bit. And at one of the homecoming football games, we rappelled off a seven-story dormitory with the flag. And once we got down to the ground with the folded flag, it was run over to the stadium and run up the flagpole. Jumping off a seven-story building and doing it in two bounds is a real blast.
Yeah, well, for some of us, it sounds a little harrowing, but some people like to live literally on the edge, I guess. Huh?
Well, yeah, and rappelling was something that I got introduced to in Boy Scouts, actually, when I was down at Philmont, and had looked for different ways to do that around here, and, you know, there aren't too many cliffs around here, and in central Nebraska at Kearney there weren't very many, so we used buildings.
Sure. Well, you do what you have to do. You're resourceful when you're involved in the services like that. So your ROTC efforts, that went all the way through your college life?
You can do 4 years of ROTC in college. Mm-hmm. I just did two. I signed a contract as a junior took the needed coursework for ROTC for the military, and did the lab work that I needed, which included scuba diving and rappelling. And unfortunately, it wasn't until after I left that we got a cadre member that liked to fish, mm-hmm. and he started a bass fishing lab. But that was after I'd gone. So
sure. Now, I assume there's a commitment with ROTC then, too.
Yes. With ROTC, you have a four-year service commitment after you've been commissioned. And ROTC for me was 2 years, 9 weeks in the summer at Fort Lewis, Washington, between junior and senior year, and then once commissioned, a four-year commitment.
So you kind of already had, when you decided to make the ROTC commitment, you're kind of committing yourself professionally then for a while afterward.
Correct.
Also.
So, yes.
So you had a general idea at that point of moving in that direction.
Right.
So did ROTC rather kind of change your plans then for your career path?
Yeah, it did. Considering I was studying biology and putting a wild emphasis on wildlife biology, Then I went ahead with the biology coursework that I needed, but also included the military science coursework. Was kind of, when I first got started, looking at just doing a 4-year commitment as a reserve officer at a reserve unit someplace and going on with my biology profession. However, after ROTC advanced camp at Fort Lewis. I was the top of my class at Kearney and was made the cadet battalion commander and had the opportunity to commit to compete for a regular Army commission, which I got. And so then the mindset really did change with the regular Army commission and going into one of the combat arms. It focus shifted more to a career in the military.
Well, and you were telling me earlier you spent nearly 10 years in active military service with the Army, and it sounds like you got to see a lot of the world during that time.
Yeah, did get to see quite a bit. My first duty station was at Fort Sill, and that was for the artillery officer basic course. I stayed at Fort Sill with a 8-inch line battalion, and then after my tour with the line battalion was up, I went back to school there at Fort Sill for the officer advanced course. But while I was with the line battalion, I had a couple of deployments to White Sands Missile Range. One was for an operational test of the MLRS rocket system. And the battalion I was in, an 8-inch artillery battalion, did eventually switch to the MLRS system. So
you got to see a lot and see a lot of technology and things too that way.
Correct.
What was did you have some favorite spots that you visit? I know you spent some time in Germany, a few different times in Germany. Did you enjoy that?
Well, yeah, we spent right around 5 years in Germany, and made it down to Garmisch a couple of different times, and there was a really great restaurant down there that served wild boar and roe deer and some of those kinds of things. So that was a lot of fun. Oberammergau is probably one of the famous communities over there, but also one of my favorite places to visit. Went to a NATO school down there for a week or so and had Teresa and the kids along, and they got to sightsee while I was going to classes. So. Mm-hmm.
So the family got to experience a little bit too there that way. When you were just shy of 10 years, why'd you make the decision to move on to a different phase?
From the day I was commissioned till the day I left the Army, I was having my body fat checked at least every 6 months. As a larger person in a poster. Army poster kind of world, I was always over the screening weight for my height. And
aren't we all?
when I went in, I weighed about 215. I was about 15% body fat and in pretty decent shape. And was at that time you had to go see the post dietitian for a skin fold test. And she determined I could weigh up to like 235 at my present body weight before I'd be overweight. But that was doing that many times, once a quarter, sometimes twice a year. It just kind of worked on the attitude a little bit. So
time to move on.
Yeah,
time to move on to some other things. Well, and I know you're still active in promoting a lot of the things that go on there too. Operation Barnabas is something that you've been involved in here locally. Why'd you get involved in that in the first place?
I see it as a way to give back. Mm-hmm. I know the support that I felt when I would come home on leave for a visit or something. I always felt a lot of support around the hometown and such. And I know what the younger folks are going through, just being in the military, whether it's the reserve, the National Guard, or active duty. And I saw this as a way to give back.
And for those who don't know what Operation Barnabas is, can you give them the skinny?
Operation Barnabas is a faith-based service organization for the military members and veterans. It's a program of the Office of ministry to the military, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So it started out to support reserve chaplains, because when they would be called to active duty for 9 months to a year at different times, they would be currently serving as a pastor in a congregation, and they would be yanked out of that congregation. The congregation would go through a lot of turmoil, finding service for the pulpit, and then when he would come back, they would expect their pastor to step right in and do the job the minute he was released. And as we learned, a lot of us in Iowa learned a couple years ago when we had 3,500 come back from Afghanistan, from the National Guard members, it takes 30 to 60 days to decompress, to get out of that mindset, and to be able to quote-unquote slow down back into civilian life. So
this is an opportunity for folks here to help out with that whole process. I know you got a couple of events going on. Operation Barnabas is meant to be kind of family-friendly.
Yes, we've got our Iowa District West Task Force for Operation Barnabas is sponsoring a military family retreat at our camp up at Okoboji. And through some very generous grants, we're able to offer that free of charge. All the camp fees at the camp and so on are taken care of by Operation Barnabas. And so really the only expense for those participating would be their travel and meals to and from the camp. Mm-hmm. And so starts off on Friday evening, goes through Saturday, and ends up about noon on Sunday.
Oh, very good. And then a conference coming up later on this month at Carroll for folks to learn a little bit more.
The 28th from 9:30 to 3:30, we've got an Operation Barnabas Iowa District West conference at the Carroll County Conservation Center at Swan Lake. And we're gonna hear what Operation Barnabas is doing nationwide, hear what it's doing in Iowa District West and in Iowa. So we'll be hearing from some folks from Synod and as well as from Iowa District West. And then there'll be a chance to talk with current chapter members that on how to start a chapter, what do you do, where do you find your funding, a lot of those kinds of things.
Sure. Learn all the basics.
Right.
Very good. Well, continued success with your work with Operation Barnabas, and thanks for coming in, Rich. Appreciate
sure.
it very much, you sharing your stories and things, and we salute you for your service.
Thank
you very much.
Mm-hmm.